Tisch Talk! This is going to be my last opportunity to do that, so I wanted to go all out.
I mean, okay, like, I threw a tantrum until I got him as MC DOC block.
Oh, yeah. I'm extra.
Can we have an applause for him?
Oh.
He's such a good
comedian. And a hand for Mina! Everything good that happens.
I mean,
of course. Fair enough.
Yeah, so I am head of the costume department, and I also help run things over here, although I'm kind of delegated to the wonderful staff we have over there.
Give it up for our wonderful staff!
Fight me, Matthew. Fight me. Good. Fight me. Hi, Mom.
Really quickly, before we get started, we do want to remind everyone, if you have your cell phone in your pocket, just take it out right now. It's a fun trick where you turn it to off, and then everyone's happy. It's that simple.
But keep in mind, you are allowed to take pictures. Keep in mind other people around you when it comes to flash, because up here, flash doesn't really matter because we're getting blinded.
Yeah.
I literally can't see it. Okay, I saw a wave.
Oh, there you are!
Okay.
Oh, we saw you for a second.
Turn it down a little, it is a little too bright.
It's a little hard. Let's get some nice moonlight. Ah, yes. Everyone looks
also,
so good.
Also, your phone is still flashing, and it has for the last 14 minutes and 12 seconds, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds. Oh. Okay, so we already have everyone lined up. We have a great lineup for you this time. We got about 32, because I accidentally deleted someone off the list.
You didn't have to admit that while holding a microphone.
I mean, I'm honest.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Don't we, everybody?
No, we don't have to react to everything. He's just very excited.
Yeah.
He likes crowd manipulation. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't. I also want to give a very special shout out to our fantastic judges. We have Kinetic Cosplay and Cherry Tea Girl.
As well as
yes. They all had an incredibly difficult time judging some of the best cosplays we've ever seen here at KrakenCon. It's true. And the best there will probably be. Or as we all know, this is the final KrakenCon countdown. Yes! I said the secret word. Ba 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 ba. Yes!
Kelly, you know.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's get started. I'm gonna get off the stage. We're gonna start. You're gonna start.
Yes, as soon as I have a list.
If you, oh, sorry, my laptop. Sorry.
I'm
surprised
right
if you
back.
Randomly hear my voice, I will be holding onto a microphone to sass at any time I please.
And in the meantime, I'm going to manipulate you all. How are you all feeling? Yes! Are you all excited?
Yes!
Are you thoroughly impressed by our amazing display of professionalism?
Yes!
Yes! Are you excited to see some cosplays? Are you currently wearing a cosplay? Oh, it's so understandable.
Relatable.
It's a cutthroat competition, not for the faint of heart. Excellent.
And Evan, don't drop my laptop, you're breaking it by it.
I probably provide it. Excellent! And let's go ahead and start the show, because now I can. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome to the stage, Boomercard's Cosplay!
She's cosplaying the lunar skin design of May.
That's true. It is the lunar skin design for May from Overwatch. Next, we have Crystal Keith cosplay as Senua from Hellblade. Rainer as Grunt from Mass Effect. An excellent photo opportunity. And Pikachu Panda cosplay as Gohan from Dragon Ball Z! A classic. And Gohan learned how to block. Dodge! Up next, we have Kelly as Himiko Toga from My Hero Academia. I don't know about any of you, but I'm worried those tanks are full. Cosplay as Bunny Sapphire, and Fun Mom cosplay as Bunny Lapis. Steven Universe. Thank you.
just want to let you know you don't have to walk all the way around. If you just want to double back, that's fine. I'm sorry, I'm not that cruel.
He's already the rest of the way there.
I know, but like, you don't have to walk all the way back around.
Well, the audience has power. He can make it.
Anyway.
next cosplay because of the alliteration, we have Stephanie as Stefani. D.B. Nibbles as Astrologian.
Dominance.
our fantastic judges and cosplay senpais. Step One Tweed, Wind of the Stars, Kinetic Cosplay. Secrets to tell with a microphone?
Yeah, to a select group of people.
Excellent.
Secrets.
Oh, okay. Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone. Everyone knows that. All right. We have fantastic announcements to make.
Woo! We are starting with our judges' awards, and they'll tell you themselves.
First up. Yes.
Okay. My first, the first judges' award comes from. And
would you like to introduce yourself? Do you feel like tell people who you are?
Stars back in cons.
Why you were picked as a judge?
Okay. So I'm Cherry Tea Girl. I've been cosplaying since 2003, and I've been performing around the Bay Area with Angel Hearts, and have been competing at various cons over the years. I also have a panel tomorrow about the basics of cosplay and how I got started. So check that out tomorrow at 1:30. And yeah.
Okay, let's get it.
For my judges award, I chose the card captor Sakura.
Woo!
You should take a step forward so the judges or the contestants can line up behind us.
Stop making mouth.
So she put into a lot of detail into her costume. She even embroidered the scallops, and scallops had scallops. And the tutu was made herself. She had 14 layers of tulle that went into her tutu. So congratulations.
And with every of our awards, which does include our cosplay awards, our judges' picks, you will get a cosplay and a fancy ribbon. And for those that win a judge's pick, you will also be getting a $50 gift certificate to Arda. Unfortunately, it's not right there. I don't know where it's at. I stopped looking at the group.
Stick around to get it later.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
So I guess I am announcing the next judge's award. I am Kinetic Cosplay. I have been cosplaying since 2012. A lot of Steven Universe. In fact, I have a Steven Universe panel tomorrow if you want to come. It's about the diamonds, so it'll be interesting. I currently work at Universal Studios as a costume designer. That is why I'm here today. Anyway, my favorite that I saw today was Shogun Vader. Went back to the roots of Darth Vader's original design, being based off of samurai armor. He put an amazing amount of detail work into all of the lacing of the armor. By the way, all the armor is leather, with engravings on it, laser engravings. It is absolutely gorgeous. Please, if you get a chance, like, talk to him about how he made it. It's amazing. Here you go.
Everyone's like pimping their panels, please continue pimping your panels.
Yes!
Alright, my next.
Sorry.
God, get on it,
Mina. I'm sorry.
Okay. Round of applause for Mina!
You're doing a very difficult job and you're doing it very well. We appreciate
I'm just
you.
Like, I'm just fried at this point.
It's fine. It's almost the end. We're good. So hello everyone. Well, hi everyone, my name is Mel. I go by Wind of the Stars Cosplay. Sorry if I'm talking about the list, but I have things in right now. It's a little difficult to talk for. Anyways, I've been cosplaying since 2003. I used to compete like these lovely people out here back in the day. But now I do judging. Notably, I've done WCS judging for the last 3 years. And I also go and guest at other international conventions, work with companies, all that mumbo jumbo. Anyways, so my judges award is going to a person who had amazing stage presence. And a lot of times when you're just doing a walk-on, like, there's not much you can do. So being able to work that stage is a really, really interesting as an audience member. And it's going to the Umbreon. She's so cute and fierce. I love her. There you are. Okay. And I really liked how they have all these cool fabrics. And if those of you that were at my panel this morning about fabrics, you would know that I'm like, was just in love with all these textures and how the light was playing off all this different stuff. So I really like this. And speaking of panels, I do have a panel tomorrow on armor. It's called the Great Armor Debate. I'm talking about like different types of materials to use to actually make armor. So if you want to learn about armor, I'll be doing some demonstrations too. But yes, here you go, you get prizes!
I remember this time.
Hi, Steph. I go by Steph on Schmitz on the internet. I've been cosplaying since 2003. That's a long time. And I've been making a lot of costumes, and I suck at making productions. I hate public speaking, I'm sorry. I do a lot of cosplay guesting and judging, and I travel around, and I'm actually living in Las Vegas, so I used to live up here in the Bay Area, so it's always fun to come back, so thanks for having me. And I have a panel tomorrow. Yay, it's on posing. So if you want to see me in a pink Zentai suit, I guess you can come to that.
Yeah, give it up for pink Zentai suit!
Like, honestly, I'm waiting for the ebook version because I've gone to the panel twice now and I will be there again tomorrow because I need help.
It's fun, I promise.
Also, it is very fun, sorry.
Okay, so my award, because I'm like a giant meme lord, and I don't take life seriously at all, clearly as I stand here in a meme costume, is going to someone who nailed it on stage, and that is the Toon Fist. I mean, we did some other cool stuff, but that dangerous. Mel and I didn't see any of like the craftsmanship involved, so all of our stuff was based off of creation. So good, yeah. You come up here, you get this.
Excellent, and now we have our additional awards.
We have a few more merit awards because Hype Kraken Con, we like to reward people for existing and doing amazing work.
Because you're all amazing! Woo!
So we'll announce them and the judges will tell you why they picked who they picked for various reasons and whatnot because, yeah.
Excellent. Winning the Merit Award in recognition for creativity, we have Spirit Knight Cosplay!
We love the wing construction and how it was made to easily go through the convention hall. There was a lot of interesting usage of different materials. For example, the fans are actually made out of styrofoam plates, which is wild to me. He made the entire helmet from scratch as well, and used yak's fur for the fur around his collar.
Okay, next we have for most resourceful, Carmilla Joe! I flipped when I saw her. So I really like the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
So you were really impressed with that she made this in a week. And she was less than
five
a week.
Days.
And she was really resourceful with her materials. It didn't even cost her like very much to make it.
And winning the Merit Award for Most Accurate, we have Roswin Cosplay!
Roswin Cosplay literally took a picture of Rose Quartz and measured herself in comparison to her, found a 3 4-to-3, I think, ratio, and sized everything perfectly proportionately to herself as Rose Quartz would wear. A lot of attention to detail was put in.
And we're running out of stage space. If we could have our fantastic winners just scooch, curve, give it a scoochy curve. That's a technical term. All right. Excellent.
All okay, right. Last for our merit awards, we have for most impressive build, Warhammer 40K.
Which I will run over.
Yeah, we all know I'm not running.
Don't worry, stay over there, man.
You don't have to move unless you want to.
Part of your prize is not having to run all the way over here.
Yeah, we're just going to run. It's fine.
It's fine. I did 20 push-ups earlier.
This costume...
push-ups benefit running, but okay.
This costume actually has a built-in cooling system inside so that you can keep cool throughout the day. And we were really impressed with just how massive it is. He's on stilts, and everything was just so well put together.
The helmet build was also amazing. Everything was sanded to perfection. It was so cool to look at.
He's really cool!
Okay, next we need, can we get the fancy awards on stage and the very secret envelopes?
Fancy awards to stage, please.
Yay. Yeah. I want to hold all the pretty things in the house. It's a class. That's why it's
here. You want me to?
Yeah, take the envelopes and then put the stack inside that one,
please. Excellent.
Is it working this correctly? If I don't.
Excellent. Made a better right!
I will lock you out of our room. Sorry, I promise I'm friends with them. Okay, do you want to announce our best novice?
I'm going to leave the honor to you because I'm holding a bunch of things.
I'm holding it up to you.
Excellent! And which one am I reading?
Best novice
we have Prince and Jungle from Katamari!
Great job.
This is also the cosplayer's first and second builds. Like, very, very impressive.
Very impressive! And with best novice, they win $100. So, yay money. That's a good fancy award, but if they choose to, they can show off. But I feel like it's a little difficult to see because it's all glass.
It's fancy and clear, so it'll look not impressive from a distance. But cool boxes! Yeah. Wow!
Okay, and then next we have third place. Can we do a drum roll, please? I really like drum rolls.
Can we do an air horn? It's way better than a drum roll. No,
no. I'd like to be traditional. Let me enjoy my drum rolls. Thank you. Okay, for third place, we have Amethyst in the Sakizo, is that right? I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Sakizo. She even has authentic Victorian patterns that she used for her understructure as well as the corset. And there's hand beading also with the costume.
A lot of detail was put in. It is, take a look at it up close, it is incredibly impressive.
In second place, we have Grunt from Mass Effect! Yes.
So we were really impressed with the detail that was put into just making the face look very organic.
It's pretty much all foam work, but the way he was able to use foam in such different ways to get different organic and inorganic looks was really impressive. And the lights in it are really cool. Just take a look, guys. It is wild.
There's also a built-in fan in the helmet as well.
Competition.
You want to sing a sad tune real fast?
Oh, Danny Boy!
Okay, never mind! Have you been looking at a gallery all night that I've been hearing? I've been hearing so
long. Oh, sorry, no Despacito. Sorry. Oh, so sad.
Okay, so first place wins $500. I know, I'm not even getting paid, I want to win first place. But anyway, so first place is May from Overwatch!
There was an amazing amount of construction detail put into this costume. Most of the fine detail was 3D printed and sculpted by her. And the fabric detail and the consistency with the colors, it's gorgeous.
Yes,
yeah, there was immense work that went into this costume, and we want to congratulate you for your hard work.